The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Charles Marino joins me, and he's a pretty active guy. Currently serves as the CEO of a leading global security and intelligence advisory firm, recognized expert on national security policy, programs, operations, and emerging threats. And Mr. Marino, of course, regularly appears on all sorts of media outlets here, too. And he's also very busy selling his best-selling book about a security issue that he's very passionate about, Terrorists on the Border and in Our Country. Charles, it's a pleasure having you on. Welcome, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good to be with you.
What did you do within the Department of Homeland Security? Some advisory capacity? Could you give us a little breakdown of what you were doing with the feds before?
Yeah, sure. In 2009, I started as the senior law enforcement advisor to then DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano, where I oversaw a large portfolio, with DHS being the largest law enforcement department in the U.S. government. All federal, state, local security and law enforcement issues, including the Southwest border.
All right. So you understand this frontwards, backwards, sideways. It's nothing new as far as what's happening, the open sieve-like border. But I guess the current administration taking it to a new level, as we would say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, from the start, I would say standing down all of the previous executive orders under the former Trump administration, even though advised against standing them down, the Biden administration went ahead and did exactly that, took them all down and really implemented policies that created this open border environment and undercut really the efforts of every department and agency created in the aftermath of 9/11 to protect the homeland. It actually undercuts the very Department of Homeland Security. And it's unfortunate you've got a secretary over there right now, and Ali Mayorkas, who's helping the president lead this charge to decriminalize illegal immigration.
Do you think this is about election politics, or is it more likely explained just perhaps in DEI politics, as it were, which seems to have taken over so much of the United States right now, and part of the West, really, the West in general?
Yeah, Bill, I think it's all about politics. You know, this is a clear example of the politics being placed over national security. The president sets the national security strategy for the country, so it's political by its very nature. Mm-hmm. However, the assumption by most Americans historically is that when there's a conflict between politics and the security and safety of the American people, that the safety and security will always be prioritized. And I think this administration has proven that to be false. But I think in that prior to the first election of Joe Biden, I think there were a lot of promises made to the immigration advocacy groups about a more lenient approach, exactly what we're seeing right now. Many people from those very immigration advocacy groups are now serving within the Biden administration, implementing the policies right now that fly in the face of common sense when it comes to how we protect this country and need to protect this country. And then I think it's about future politics as well. I think it's tied to retaining power and maintaining the ability to hold office and bring a whole new generation and wave of voters into the country.
Another way of saying that if you don't like your current voters, you can just replace them with a new population over time, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, look, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, I don't have to sell this. It sells itself. Last week, you had Congress vote on whether the District of Columbia should allow illegal immigrants to vote. Republicans voted against it. Every single Democrat voted in favor of allowing illegal immigrants to vote. The census has been changed under this administration. It's no longer U.S. citizens. It's anybody within the country. It's the issuance of work permits that are being pushed, driver's license, that are being pushed, a federal ID from the Department of Homeland Security for non-citizens in the country illegally. And this is all towards having the ability and the documentation to ultimately vote. And if it doesn't happen, we're still going to have a huge fraud problem with people that don't belong in the country illegally voting.
Yeah, I would agree that we're seeing that. We've even seen some of the potential for that here in the state of Oregon, which has been exclusively vote by mail for quite some time. And when people signed up for a truck driving school here in Southwest Oregon a number of months ago, Charles, the motels where they were staying, because they ended up signing up for driver's licenses to go to truck driving school, well, the motels ended up getting all of these ballots for these people, and they were foreign nationals. Yeah, and they were people who were here legally, actually, you know, foreign nationals. But still, it tells you a lot of the challenge we face here. But let's talk about the real security aspect. As bad as the voting potential is of a wide open border, your book is Terrorists on the Border and in our country. And I would be willing to bet you that there are many people that think that you are engaging in hyperbole by making the claim out there that there are some really bad actors that are making it over the border. And how would you set them straight?
Well, we know it's a fact. We know our system has been beaten. We know that we are encountering immigrants from 180 different countries. This is not a narrative about the U.S. and Mexico, the U.S. and Central America. This is so much bigger. We've got special interest countries showing up on our border where we know confirmed terrorist organizations and operations are still up and running with a deep hatred for the country. We know criminal aliens have beaten our system, made their way in to prey on Americans. We're seeing a record percentage increase in those in the country illegally committing crimes now. That was just highlighted in New York City yesterday following the shooting of two NYPD police officers by somebody in the country illegally from Venezuela. So we've got the situation at Quantico Marine Corps base a few weeks ago, two Jordanian nationals, both in the country illegally. Government won't confirm whether or not they were on the terrorist watch list, attempting to breach Quantico Marine Corps base with a large box truck impersonating Amazon delivery drivers. We know that people on the terrorist watch list have been allowed to roam within the United States for close to 2 years because all of these approximately 15 million illegals coming into the country it's incredibly hard to vet them thoroughly. So not only the encounters, we've got over 2 million gotaways coming in, and of course people are making it in undetected as well. So look, we've got a huge problem. We know that there's a lot of people in the country that shouldn't be here, that don't have the best interests of the United States, and that will likely do harm. And I haven't even started talking yet about state actors like China and Iran. We're seeing an over 2,000% increase from the previous administration.
Well, that's what I was wondering about, Charles, because you're reading about the massive increase in the number of Asian migrants that are coming through the asylum portal, like Eagle Pass, places like that. Correct? That kind of thing. It's just not.
What we're seeing now is Texas taking things into their own hands because the federal government has completely abandoned their federal responsibilities. What Texas has implemented down there on their border has moved illegal immigration further west. Illegal immigration flows like water. It follows the pathway of least resistance. And that's why now we see places like San Diego just spiking through the roof. We see areas in Arizona that remain very high because Texas has taken things into their own hands and really locked down that border. So places like Eagle Pass and others are being protected much better than they previously were.
Well, that's good to know. So that's at least one bit of positive news out of a whole bunch of bad from the sounds of it, right?
But then the federal government, the administration who doesn't want to do anything, turns around and sues Texas because they claim it's a federal responsibility and Texas doesn't have the authority to act when it comes to border security and immigration enforcement. Now, technically, the Biden administration is correct, but you can't have it always. You can't not show up for the job that you're statutorily required to do at the federal level and then blame a state who says, look, you're not here. We've got to take the safety and security of Texans into our own hands.
What part of the United States, and you used to work for the United States government here, but hasn't the federal government made itself just illegitimate in this process? Isn't that another one of the challenges that we face? Because you get to the point where I don't even look at it as a legitimate authority any longer. And you start looking at the FBI as non-legitimate. You start looking at the Department of Homeland Security as illegitimate. Just about every institution because of this. I mean, isn't this what happens when you ignore the rule of law in the country?
Well, they become very ineffective. And yes, to a certain extent, the American people lose all faith and confidence. And, you know, this is one of the criteria that happens in third world countries. This is what we see happening in Mexico, where Mexicans don't have the faith and confidence in law enforcement and the military because they believe and know that the institutions are corrupted by the cartels.
Yeah, it's assumed then that every official that you meet is on the take in one form or another, right? That's the way.
Yeah, that's right. And that's not where we want to be as a country. We don't want to have that problem. And that's where, you know, this administration, President Biden has really created an environment where we have a government at war with itself. You should have an executive office of the president that is supporting, especially when it comes to our homeland security, that is supporting all of the agencies out there, not undercutting the Drug Enforcement Administration, for example, by not going after China and the cartels regarding fentanyl, right? By not securing the border and hundreds of thousands of Americans being killed by fentanyl poisoning. So it's not supposed to undercut the efforts of the FBI to prevent an act of terrorism from taking place within the country, and also what they're doing with CBP and ICE. So, you know, we really have an administration that is quashing the efforts not only of those agencies, but also of the spirit of our Constitution. Mm-hmm. They're decimating our Constitution, and because of all this, they've also decimated our national security.
Yeah, the book is a bestseller, by the way, Terrorists on the Border and in Our Country. It is available at all the usual suspects. And I'll put Charles' information up about this. Charles A. Marino is the author and, of course, former Homeland Security law enforcement advisor and knows his stuff on such issues here. Is it really as simple as the current administration? And would a new administration make a difference here, in your opinion, Charles, or is there so much rot within the system right now and so many lifers that, let's say, even agree with the corrosion of border enforcement that it would be very difficult to repair this? How do you see it?
Well, you know, we hear about these executive orders that are supposed to be announced by the Biden administration today. Of course, it's solely political. The American people will see right through it. It's not going to do anything to address all of the things that we've been talking about today. The 15 million that are already in the country, the Biden administration just granted about 350,000 of them amnesty, just totally closed out their asylum cases.
Wow. More than a quarter million, almost a half million people, just stroke of the pen, all of a sudden amnesty.
Stroke of a pen, don't worry about it. Your cases are closed. You can stay in the country. We know they do no interior enforcement, don't allow ICE to do their jobs. So, you know, if you're overstaying a visa or parole agreement, they're not coming to look for you to get you out. You don't show up for your notices to appear in 5-7 years. You know, this administration has just set us up for failure.
But is it the administration strictly, and then a different administration would create this district? I'm just trying to figure out how much rot is in it, though, that might be permanent.
This is, you know, look, again, the executive orders are not going to do anything. It's a pure political play.
Okay.
They have no intention of doing the things that are needed to create deterrence around the world when it comes to our border and actually enforcing the law. All of the legal pathways into the country, like asylum, will continue to be corrupted and exploited, and this administration will allow that to happen. And even if they truly wanted to get us out of this right now because it's a political issue and they see that it's coming back to bite them, they don't have the competence to get themselves out of this right now.
So it sounds to me like you're talking about, Charles, that you would almost need to clean house within that system. Fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough. You need a new administration to come in and really clean house. And a lot of these are political appointees, so they're going to go away anyway. And you got to say, look, there's a new sheriff in town. First thing I do is, as a new administration, you take a trip down to the border. You tell CBP and ICE, look, you're going to be allowed to do your jobs. You're going to be supported. We're building the wall. We're bringing technology. You're going to be able to do your work. Gone are the days of changing diapers and making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as law enforcement officers. You're there to provide deterrence and accountability when it comes to our laws. Then you go with the international partners like Mexico and the Northern Triangle, and you say, look, we're going to put together a strategy here. You're going to be a part of the solution. And if you're not a part of the solution, this is what's going to happen. Diplomacy does not always need to be throwing billions of U.S. taxpayer money up in the air to corrupt governments. There can be accountability, and previous administrations have done it. Then you defund the heck out of sanctuary cities, which serve as a major pull factor. Stop all federal grants going to sanctuary cities, starting with public safety grants, when they've proven over and over again they have no interest in working with the federal government to deport criminals that are in the country illegally, and they have no interest in providing for a safe and secure environment for their citizens. So you defund them. And then you restore programs like secure communities, where state and local law enforcement officers become force multipliers. Look, you pull somebody over because they're speeding. You find out they're in the country illegally. They're deported. You do not prioritize when it comes to how you are going to go after deporting people. As you encounter them in their daily lives, they have to be deported. These are the facts.
Charles Marino, terrorist on the border and in our country, and also from the sounds of it, an action plan on how you right this ship, this corroded, sinking ship of border insecurity right now. Charles, I really appreciate you coming on, and I got to get a copy of this and take a look, but thanks for a taste of it. We'll definitely have you back. You be well, and thanks for your work. And I guess the book is selling great, huh? People are really hungry for this.
Yeah, we're excited. I can tell you, based on the way it's selling, I can see very clearly that it is a number one issue, not only for Republicans, by the way. I started doing book signings, and I've got plenty of Democrats that are, and independents that are coming up to me and saying, look, this guy has created one heck of a mess for this country, and it needs to be fixed.
Thank you very much. Charles Marino, terrorist on the border and in our country. Good talk. Thank you very much. Be well.
Right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. 728. You're on KMED and 99.3 KBXG.
Hi, it's John at Wellburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Wellburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Wellburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair and inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Never mind the illegal gag order in this case. Never mind the novel you know, jury instructions. Well, you can all think he's guilty, but you can have different reasons for thinking he's guilty and vote for one of three reasons. And if it breaks down four guilty for reason A, four guilty for reason B, four guilty for reason C, it works. These are all avenues of appeal. And then we've got a July 15th date for the Republican convention, and the judge wants the sentencing to be on July 11th. Oh, okay, well, let's take Donald Trump out of the game for his own convention. Let's put him in jail for 30 days or 60 days, or we're going to take him off the campaign trail for the entire campaign.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Our friends at Blinds.com, they have you covered with huge summer savings on premium customizable window treatments. I love Blinds.com. They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters. I love my motorized options. You'll love them too. And even cooling outdoor shades, all online. Blinds.com, they give you free professional design experts that can help make a minor project like updating your window treatments have a major impact on your home's decor. They also send you free samples, and plus you get unlimited window treatments installed, whether it's one window or 50 windows, for one low cost. And as always, Blinds.com has their 100% satisfaction guarantee, 100%. And if you shop at Blinds.com right now, you get huge summer savings up to 40% off site-wide. That's up to 40% off site-wide for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show.
732-770-5633. Pebble in your shoe Tuesday. Border issue certainly a pebble in many shoes this morning. And Charles Marino was talking about that a moment ago. Hey, Deb. Couple of questions that weren't necessarily answered, but you'd like to ask about what is going on there, huh? Go ahead.
Yes, I would. I'm just curious, you know, at what rate are all the illegals multiplying, having babies, using up our medical resources? I know myself it takes a very long time to get into the doctor. And just out of curiosity, this is quite a few people. Do we know if they're being armed or not with weapons?
We know that there have certainly been people like what happened in New York City the other day with the Venezuelan illegal alien who ended up allegedly shooting and killing police officers there. So
yeah, that was tragic.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting, though, how the political system looks at you as a problem, though, when it comes to having a firearm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
But as far as fertility, I would almost say that I would almost assume that the immigrant community is probably of considerably higher fertility than the native population. That tends to be the trend. Okay.
Yeah, I believe that too, and I think that's something that's going to, you know, show itself here real soon.
Well, demographics are destiny, really, and
right.
Which is why the only way that it can be approached is, unfortunately, if you wish to take care of your native population, you're going to have to deport the non-native population. And I know President Trump has talked about that. Is that a possibility? We shall see. I appreciate the call, though. Thank you. Let me go to Ron. Hey, Ron, how are you this morning? Go ahead.
Yeah, in reference to the problem we're having with switching governments, let's say Trump gets back in, he's still got all this rot in the bureaucracy. And my thinking is that he needs to take 10% of the bureaucracy at a time and say, you're going to be fired in a week. And we're going to reconsider you, but you have to have an oath of office that you have to adhere to and protect and defend the rights and the property of the people. If you don't, you get fired.
Yeah, I mean, it would be all nice. Just be careful, though, what kind of statutes might be restricting his ability to change it around in the way you're talking about, because there's a lot of politics has been taken out of the hiring process in some cases. It depends on if you have a politically appointed position, wouldn't you say?
Well, I would say this. We're fighting for our lives right now because the current process called politics is killing the United States. And we need to ignore the political issues and go right to the core of the problem, which is not having control over the government because of executive orders that have been passed, which are illegal and unconstitutional.
Well, if President Trump makes it in, and I certainly hope he does, we'll know if he's serious because he's already talked about now eliminating the Department of Education. And If he was to do something like that, then I'll know he's serious. Because I've heard Republicans talk about eliminating that, 40 years? I've been listening to them talk about it. It would be interesting. Let me go to Tom. Hello, Tom. You had an interesting take on, or I guess an observation about what didn't get talked about with Charles Marino. Go ahead.
Yeah, he seemed to be locked into the idea. It's being the problem with the border and the creation of the problems is by kumbaya Democrats and lazy Republicans and so forth.
That it's strictly within the realm of politics, in other words, right?
Yeah, and what it is, the way, and Ron touched upon it, he says the core of the problem. Well, if you think the core of the problem with the border is the Democrats and Republicans, you're missing it. There's articles in the Foreign Affairs magazine going back 50 years talking about the need to erase nations, to erase borders, and that's where it's all coming. And if you're missing understanding the depth of the problem and who's behind it, then you won't be able to fix it. So if you just think it's dumb Republicans and dumb Democrats, you're not going to be able to fix the problem.
Well, think about how many of those dumb Democrats and dumb Republicans, as you just termed them, were members of within the cabinet and or members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral
Absolutely.
Commission and all the other people, the globalist organizations that have openly talked about you have to eliminate the nation state and the border and free movement of people and a free movement of jobs, from one place to another, that kind of thing. Correct?
Yeah, it's a take over the planet. And, the way I look upon the Council on Foreign Relations, there's sort of like circles within circles, but I see them as mind control of the elite by deeper elites. And they're kind of using all this status of being a mucky muck in Washington, D.C., and so forth and so on, to manipulate the minds of very rich, influential people.
Well, and in some ways, though, back to your point, politics is being used as a shield over the real enemy.
There you go. That says it so succinctly, Bill. That's exactly right. It's not about politics. We're being the whole, I'm seeing a lot of articles now about how our justice system is broken with Trump and so forth and so on. No, it's not the justice system. Our whole damn government is broken right now, and the core of it goes back to also the people. The people are broken too, in terms of that they're so damn ignorant about what's going on that they're so easily manipulated, and that's the government is a reflection of the. Of the people, and the people have been deliberately.
So I guess you're kind of going back to the people get the government they deserve. I'm feeling undeserving of this at the moment, but your point is well taken. All right, Tom, I appreciate your call. By the way, if you are on hold, it is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. I will get right to your call after news here, just a moment, and we'll continue some open phone time on that. And anything else on your mind too on KMED and 99.3 KBXG, and remember. I'm heard still on 99.3 in the morning. Also, 105.9 has in Grants Pass has all of KMED's talk programming. And we're going to be doing some signal improving work on that in the next few days. So I just want to let you know. But anyway, we're working it. And, of course, if you like the great oldies, the classic hits, then we have KBXG, the jukebox that takes over after I'm off the air at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then I'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden is preparing to sign an executive order on immigration. The Republicans complain it's all about politics, coming just ahead of the presidential election. Hunter Biden is back in court today in Delaware. Opening statements are underway in his federal firearms trial. On this 35th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, China celebrates a milestone in its space program. A Chinese flag has been planted on the far side of the moon before a space probe lifted off, homeward bound. Dangerously high temperatures holding parts of the Southwest in their grip. The forecast calling for the intense triple-digit heat to spread from Texas to California as the week goes on. And wildfires are a problem, especially across parts of Arizona. Wall Street, the Dow up 91 points. NASDAQ is down 41 points. More details, srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Right now, purchase a set of four qualifying Yokohama tires through June 15th and get up to a $100 rebate. Get an additional $50 when you purchase with your Tire Pros credit card. There's 14 different tires to choose from, including Geolander AT for your truck or SUV and the Avid Ascend LX for your passenger car. So stop by or call for details to save right now on quality Yokohama tires exclusively at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is growing. Drake's is excited to announce a new store opening soon in South Medford that will offer the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer in North Medford, Grants Pass, and soon to be open in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Hi, I'm Steve Potter, body shop manager of Lithia Body and Paint, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Okay, we're going to have to cut the phone short here because Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bertschinger did show up. He's in studio here. We're going to get him on here in just a moment. And so, Gene, give me a call after 8 if that's okay. But I do have Steve from Sunny Valley. Steve, you wanted to comment on the border issue, and I'm sure it's an interesting take, as always. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say vote Biden. He's got electrolytes.
It's what plants need, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Did you ever think that Idiocracy was going to be used as the instruction manual for what we're seeing right now?
Oh, it started out as a comedy and ended up a documentary.
Yeah, who would have ever thunk? Steve, good hearing from you in Sunny's Valley, okay? Or Sunny Valley, all right? Take care.
All right.
All right.
Have a great day.
Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bertschinger is in studio with me. And Herman, it's a pleasure. Gosh, I don't think we've had you in studio for just ages. So.
Oh, it's been a few years.
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
It's great to be here today, Bill.
So you're in town doing some business, and then you're scooting back over the border?
Over the border.
Yeah, really.
What a topic, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. I'm just kind of curious, you being former Oregon Republican Party chair, I have a feeling that you are in a unique position. You were in the state legislature, state senator, too, for that matter, of quiet note. And a lot of people got to know you. And you've also traveled overseas, you know, extensively in a few places. And what is the reaction with what happened with the Trump trial last week? And the part that I think people get focused on is the personality aspects of whether it's Trump and you like Trump or you don't like Trump. But that's not the point. But what's the impression from outside of the country to people who have touched in with you?
Well, you're right. It's not about Trump. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, whether you feel he's guilty of something or not, it's the process. And obviously, it doesn't take a lead brick to fall on a person knowing that this trial was the timing and everything was horrible, you know. And yes, I have friends all over the world, and some of the emails I was getting from Australia, Europe, and Africa, they all had the same tone, you know. Has America now changed to be a corrupt country? Corrupt was used in most of those emails, Bill. And one of them even kind of compared us to North Korea. I think that's a little stretch. But,
a touch there. We're not forcing people to eat dirt quite yet.
But you have to remember, America, it was the first free country in the history of a civilization. And people look up to us as the country of freedom and justice and fairness.
But that was part of what made it special, though, is that, you know, for all its flaws, the thing was she had a fair shake most of the time within the criminal justice system. Not that there aren't abuses, because there are humans, you know, involved
in this. Well, sure, there's mistakes. But compared to other countries, you know, Winston Churchill always said, democracy is the worst form of government except all the rest.
Yeah.
So that's what he was saying. It's not perfect. But everybody in this on this planet has always looked at the United States as being like the place to go to.
It was the place also to escape the tyranny.
Exactly.
Of their own nations here. And we were always kind of that shining. I mean, maybe we were never as shining as we thought we were, and now perhaps the corruption's been festering for quite some time. Something tells me it didn't just pop up in the last year or two.
No, I mean, I think, you know, Lady Justice there holding the scales, I think one of her arms just fell off.
Yeah.
In this. No, this is, I don't care if you're Republican, a Democrat, non-affiliated, everything. This should scare the hell out of you, what just happened.
And I also can't help but note it's that this is kind of rhyming a little bit in the respect of the late President Richard Nixon, what happened with him during Watergate. Because when you look at the revisionist history that talked about really what was going on there, Richard Nixon was a relatively moderate and very effective president. And he had been elected to in a landslide. And the problems that had happened in Watergate, as an example, were pretty small ball when it comes right down to it. Yeah, you could have probably made a case that this was trumped up, no pun intended,
yes, yes,
in order to remove him from office. And it almost seems like it's the same kind of playbook, this time keeping someone from returning, you know, to office
again.
Well,
and with the Nixon issue, you know, other people were committing a crime and Nixon kind of got hung out to dry with it. So
exactly.
So
with the cover up, that kind of thing.
But you know what has happened, folks out there listening, and you know, as a political observation, is the Democrat Party can no longer win on their positions on the issues. Whether it's the border, obviously the border is wide open. They want to get as many people in here. They want to get them signed up to vote, and hopefully they'll vote Democrat. But even they're losing on the abortion issue.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost.
Are they losing on the abortion issue?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah. I think they're
stepping
backwards. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not overwhelming, but they're not gaining. They're losing ground, and also on the issues of taxation, they're losing there. Okay, wokeism, they're losing, they're not getting. So what they're having to do is come up with other methods to gain power.
And affect outcome and keep power.
Exactly,
once it's there.
Because they can't win on the issues anymore with the American people. And if you look at counties, if you look at the map of counties across the country and how they vote, it's more overwhelmingly a red. I mean, when you look at the map of the United States county by county, mm-hmm, and how they vote, it's overwhelming. We got the East Coast and we got the West Coast, got a couple blotches of blue in the center in Chicago and stuff. But primarily, this country is red geographically.
Yeah.
Except,
but population-wise, the urban, well, it's much like the state of Oregon, how Portland ends up overwhelming any kind of moderating tone coming out of the
Yeah, but in Oregon, the Democrats have hundreds of thousands more registered voters. But across the country, it's pretty – I mean, look at the last election between Biden and Trump. Mm-hmm. If you use those numbers, huge turnout and very close race. So the country's 50-50, and the Democrats, like I said, they can't win on the issues anymore. So they got to come up with these other things. But this – now – Hunter Biden is on trial. Let's see how this goes. I mean, his jury was picked in one day. It's starting to sound like it's pretty well.
And let me tell you, it looks like a jury that Joe Biden would have picked along with the Democratic Party.
Right. And so two things are going to happen. He's either going to get acquitted or found guilty and get his hand slapped. And somewhere in the future, his dad can pardon him, so he won't be a felon at
uh-huh.
the end of the day. So, but I think what they're
now, wait
to,
a minute. I thought now that with the Democrats talking about felons, they've embraced the term felon. They've said nothing but felon the last few days.
You know, some of the stuff I see on social media and stuff is crazy. I mean, it's just crazy, and they don't realize how dangerous this really is. It really is dangerous. I mean, if this is how the country is going to campaign and pick their leaders by throwing their opponents in jail, this is very scary, and nobody is safe from it.
I think that you, being a student of history, also understand that what's happening in the United States of America is very similar to the late Republic of Rome, when people would get out. In fact, I think the reason why he ended up crossing the Rubicon, or why the Rubicon was crossed, was because he realized that if he ended up returning, he was going to be imprisoned and or executed at that time. Recall? Or that sort of thing?
That's true. And, you know, I mean, even our country has some problems with executing.
Sure.
You know, assassinations. And so these things are very disturbing.
But it's very much like late Republic Rome, as the Republic was corrupting. People became more corrupt, and people were only protected when they were in their position of power. Once they left their position of power, the people who were still in power ended up imprisoning and or executing or exiling people that they didn't like.
Well, as long as humans have the instinct for power, these things are going to happen. And I think the United States historically has pushed back on that in our system.
Yeah.
But what has just happened is a big setback, a very big setback, and it's very scary. And like I said, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or anything else. No matter what you think about Trump, no matter what you think of what he did, this process should scare the hell out of you.
Indeed. There's always the assumption that the system will never come after you if you're of a different persuasion. Maybe they're right for the time being. That could
be. Well, and I worry that it's the nose of the camel is under the tent, and mm-hmm. that we're going to see this is the way, you know, we're going to see things. And I don't know. Maybe in conservative areas, you'll see conservatives going after Democrats this way. So, mm-hmm. and I would that would sadden me. That's not a joy. That would sadden me if the same thing happened to a Democrat politician.
But if you're going to go smash mouth on those sort of things, then you have to expect the incoming.
Exactly.
Just human nature, and that's not a good thing.
Well,
not a good thing.
If that's going to be the new normal, is this set? Is this set the stage for mm-hmm. the new normal of politics in the United States? I hope not.
Yeah. Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bairdsager, of course, former state senator and former state ORP chair. Let me talk a little bit about some budgeting, some money issues here in just a moment. We have a little palate cleanser, and we'll go from one doom to, I don't know, another doom? I don't know.
Oh, I don't think it's a doom.
It's not doom. Okay.
Not good.
Okay. Doom, small d. All right.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
American Rancher Garage, United in Service.
Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, hey, do you work on? So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Do you think Dad wants another tie this Father's Day? Heck no! Get Dad a bangin' gift from Good Guys Guns. Good Guys is filled with all the things Dad really wants. With over 130 handgun models in stock, rifles, shotguns, hard-to-find ammo, holsters, target stands, red dots, and optics, Good Guys has the perfect gift. Not sure what Dad needs? Good Guys has gift cards too. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. At 4934 Crater Lake Avenue in Medford, Good Guys Guns.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Always appreciate you listening, no matter the time. Live 6 to 9 weekdays on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG. I'm here for you. But life has a way of getting busy. So if you miss a show and you want to catch up, or you just have a different schedule, well, that's what my podcasts are for. The last 3 months or so of my shows available for free download and sharing on KMED.com or BillMeyerShow.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They're helping keep you current. Find out about their services on ClouserDrilling.com.
Because you never know what kind of topics will be floated.
We know, like, the Tibetan levitation experiments where the Tibetans would stand in an arc, a half or a third circle. At the lensing conversion point in the arc, they'd put a stone and the stone would levitate.
It's the weirdnerful world.
The astral plane
of Coast to Coast AM
is an electrical, subtle energy field that surrounds the planet.
Late nights on KMED and 99.3 KCMD, 106.3 KMED. And this is the Bill Meyer Show.
Back with Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bertschiger. Thought we'd talk a little bit about county politics because it is budget season. And budget season is when everybody, I think, circles around the county commission and says, Daddy, give me, right?
Well, usually budget season is not that big of a deal. Our finance director works it all out. We tweak it a little bit. But this year, we're contracting $11 million. And $11 million in Josephine County is a lot of money.
When you say we're contracting, that means that $11 million in funding is...
Our budget is $11 million less.
$11 million less. What was it last year or last
time? That was like 180 something.
So 180 and now about 169, 168,
somewhere in there.
And remember, folks, inflation has roared through that economy over the last couple of years.
So the $11 million less in revenue, that's one side of the ledger. Mm-hmm. The other side of the ledger is about a 14% increase in cost of doing business. So we're going the wrong direction on both sides of the ledger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is not going to be this will be a contentious budget season, I guess, right?
It is. And, the law enforcement folks, they would like to have more money. And in all of our departments, they're looking at their department. They're not looking at the whole budget. Mm-hmm. And so we have some that are pretty upset because they're not going to get what they want. And I just, I keep telling them, show me how we get there. Because personally, Bill, I'm out of pixie dust. We're contracting over here. We're
out of pixie dust with $11 million going away on the income and then increasing costs on the other side. Yeah, I guess here it is. Now, I understand that there was kind of an implied promise, I think, that when people voted in the – now, I'm not saying it's from the county commissions, but I'm sure that people that were supporting the law enforcement levy mm-hmm. in Josephine County were probably thinking, all right, we're still going to get all the money that the county normally gave us, and we're going to have this additional income too. Is that sort of the challenge that we're finding right now?
Yes, that's exactly right. And we are giving the sheriff as much general fund as we can. So the general fund has gone down. And, it's not just the sheriff's office. The justice in Josephine County it's a three-legged stool. I mm-hmm. mean, you got the sheriff in jail, you got the DA, and then you got parole probation. So it is a three-legged stool, and you have to look at that. All those departments, they say, well, I don't care about the other departments, or I don't care. Well, I have to care about the other departments, because if you just have a sheriff's office and you're arresting people, if you're not prosecuting them and correcting them through corrections, mm-hmm. What's the point of arresting somebody and turning them loose? That's not good either.
Well, that's been a challenge in Jackson County. Not that you don't want them arrested, but jail capacity has been a real issue here, mm-hmm. which
yes,
is why they continue to talk about and pick the scab about a new jail. And then the taxpayers are going like, don't have the money, yeah. But can you afford not to? So where is Is there any fat in the Josephine County budget that you think would
no,
be?
No, the only fat in Josephine County is on me, you know.
I don't know, you're looking a little more fit as time goes on.
Yeah,
I think you're losing it.
Well, see, I'm even running a little leaner. No, there really isn't. And, you know, Josephine County is not the only county. Every municipality across this country is feeling the same things because it's the effect of inflation.
Do you think that there's a possibility that the legislature at some point goes and does a nuclear option of some sort? Because what was the ballot measure that citizens passed that ended up putting the limitation on property taxes and you couldn't do more than 3% a year?
Oh, Measure 50. And,
Measure 50,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So I don't think there's an appetite to undo that.
They're not going to touch that.
No,
okay.
I don't think the citizens will touch that or the legislature. I think that's political suicide to touch that.
Do you then see a trend that there's going to be a look at more fees and perhaps some alternative taxing?
Well, I do, but, you know, like our animal shelter levy went down.
Hard. Yeah.
And you know, I keep reminding people, I have people come, oh, we got to do this, we got to charge this, and I keep reminding them the average income in Josephine County is under $30,000. That means there's a lot of, if that's the average, there's a lot of people make a lot less.
Less than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's hard for them to vote for any more taxation.
And people who may live in their house as a senior citizen, but the income is not high. You know, that sort of thing, right?
Property. Well, they're on fixed incomes.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course, I don't know about that, Herman. I think for the most part, even if you're a working schmo, you're pretty much on fixed income these days.
Listen, the inflation is, you know, as all of this, it's almost, what, $10 trillion mm-hmm. that they injected in the economy in the last 3 years. And that's kind of worked its way through the system now. But, you know, I kind of got into debate with a leading Democrat in Josephine County. He says, well, inflation's starting to go down. I says, yeah, tell that to the average person pushing a shopping cart.
But you see, the inflation going down does not mean prices are going
down.
All we're talking about is perhaps the rate of increase has slowed a little bit, you know, that sort of thing.
Two people can't go to a fast food restaurant and eat for under $20 anymore.
Yeah, pretty much that way.
Yes.
And very close.
$20.
And if you go to Arby's, it's like $25 and some of the other places. You know?
Yeah. And so, like I said, you know, when I explained it, I says, you go tell that to the person pushing the shopping cart. Because when you go to the grocery store, if you engage in any conversation with other shoppers, it's always about the price is going up and extreme. I mean, you can tell in their voice, like, I can't believe this. A sack of groceries is $85, mm-hmm. you know. And so that is what's driving public opinion right now as far as the economy is how much everything cost.
Now, that's not going down, although we've seen a slight reduction in the cost of fuel recently. That's it. Because Biden's trying to buy some votes, I think, and letting some more oil out cheaply
that's
at
correct.
The moment. But where do you see the emphasis? Okay, I'm going to give you a for instance here. We don't know what's going to happen with the city of Grants Pass with this Supreme Court decision. But there's a possibility that maybe they'll find some common sense on that. Is there any saving that you could see in the county and or city? I know you don't control the city budget, but you're probably aware of what's going on.
I'm glad I don't control the city budget.
Yeah, I know. But is there a possibility, you think, that a certain court decision may make it easier to not have to spend millions upon millions upon millions for homelessness programs?
Well, I hope so, because, you know, I talk to my colleagues over at the city all the time, and dealing with this is very difficult financially.
City of Medford has had to spend several million dollars over the last few years.
That's correct. And, you know, it's just we got to find some other way, because the homeless are starting to lose public opinion too, Bill.
I know.
They are. And you know, it always reminds me, going back to the Senate, I had the Archbishop of Portland visit my office once, and we were having discussions on different issues. And And he brought up homeless, and he told me, you know, remember that the poor will always be with us. And my comment back to him was, yeah, but so many. So my point is, I think they're starting to lose public opinion. And, you know, all these issues is about public opinion. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's always, you know, don't get lost. It's always about public opinion.
And I'm big on not wanting to criminalize being poor and not having a home. Okay. I don't want to do that. But at the same time, I think we have to start admitting to ourselves that when someone is, as the people will say, oh, you know, we have to give them a pass because they're struggling with addiction. Well, that person who is struggling with addiction is stealing stuff from law-abiding people usually every day in order to get their fix.
And the people that are struggling from addiction, how many times have they been in and out of rehab?
Yeah.
So there's all these opportunities, but yet they can, and I understand that the addiction to those drugs,
it's tough.
Are tough. But at the beginning, though, nobody broke their arm or twisted their arm, I should say, to take those drugs. And the education that we have, I mean, I don't know about you, but when I was in, middle school and high school, we had all the education about drugs and stuff. And I think that's why I probably never even thought about it is mm-hmm. because it was just bad, bad, bad. So I stayed away from it. But there's some point, you hear the saying, you can't help people that won't help themselves and stuff like that. But I think they're starting to lose public opinion.
I think that given what's going on here in the near future, there could be more of a call for tough love, even in more progressive areas, because it just gets to the point where you just realize that you can be compassionate to a fault at some point. Hey, you're going to have to start caring about your life more than we do. That's it.
Well, you can only be so compassionate without adversely affecting you or your family.
That's right.
So it always amazes me when I'm in these meetings with people that are very passionate about the homeless, and then the sarcastic part of me comes out and says, well, how many do you have living with you? So
And they normally tell you shut up. Okay,
yes, that's right.
And that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
But it's all this this penchant of being generous with other people's money, which is rapidly running low, is what I should say.
Exactly. You
know? All right. Not that we. I'm just saying this is just reality. What we could be looking at. So anyway, when do we have the budget hammered out? You think? When do you have it?
End of the week. I think our finance director has done a real good job. There's going to be people that disagree with me, but there's the bucket only is so full, and when it's out, it's out, and we have to keep the county going. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of departments that used to get a little general fund money, mm-hmm. and they're not getting any. I mean, we are really trying to support the sheriff the best we can. But at the end of the day, I have to look at, we're $11 million less. Mm-hmm. It's got to come from somewhere. You can't expect to have the same exact services when you have $11 million less. So
all we have to do is put in an order of Salem pixie dust. It'll be back.
Well, I have a funny feeling, Bill, you can write it down. Within 24 months, I have a funny feeling the state's going to be they're going to be contracting too.
Yeah, we'll see about that. All right.
Yep.
Josephine County Commissioner Herman Berchecker. Herman, we always appreciate the talk. Great seeing you in person here, too.
Nice seeing you. Yeah. And thanks for doing what you do, Bill. I really
appreciate
it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Herman. 7 minutes after 8, and this is KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford. KBXG Grants Pass 99.3 FM. Also, translator K290 AF Rogue River. That's at 105.9 FM for KMED and K294 AS Ashland. I think we got all the legal stuff.